Hi Debbie, it's Wednesday the 9th of July 2014 and it's been a while since we've made a recording. How are you doing now?
Hi Lynn, yes it has been a while. That's because lots of things have happened and I've actually not been very well.
Would you like to tell us about what's been going on for you with that not being very well?
A few weeks ago, I had a severe allergic reaction to cream, I found out, as in, you know, cream that you put on your strawberries. Only I've always known that cream is not good for me and that it doesn't really agree with me, so I've always avoided it. But when it's hidden in food, then it's very difficult to avoid it. So one night I was out with some friends, we had a nice dinner, a couple of glasses of wine and dessert, etc. And I felt fine, got up from the table to use the ladies and woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning in hospital in A&E. So I had a severe allergic reaction to the combination of the foods that I'd eaten, and also there was hidden cream in my food.
So how did you know you had the severe allergic reaction? What happened to you?
My blood pressure dropped, I passed out. Everybody there thought I'd actually died, and there was paramedics called, ambulances, etc. And in actual fact, the hospital thought that I was an alcoholic, which it's quite serious, really, because obviously, jokes aside, for anybody that knows me, they'll know that, yes, okay, so we all like a nice glass of wine occasionally, but it is occasionally for me. Mm-hmm. And the hospital were absolutely adamant that I was an alcoholic. I had the liver of an alcoholic. They did a couple of tests and they basically just sent me home. So the only thing that I could work out was that there'd been something in the food, and after speaking to the friends afterwards, we realised that there was cream in the cake, and the mixture of everything else, all of the other foods, turned out to basically nearly kill me.
Wow.
It's quite serious. That was the kind of the start of it. And then looking into things a little bit further, I mean, I'd felt for a long time, I'm not just talking for a couple of weeks, but for like a few years, I'd felt as though I was getting slower and slower and slower. And
physically or mentally?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And things weren't right. And actually, it was when you and I were having a chat and you suggested that I go to get some tests done. And I actually didn't go to my local doctor. I went to a kinesiologist who found out that I have had it for quite some time, a very severe liver virus. And actually only about a third of my liver was functioning.
Wow.
So, yeah, quite serious. To all intents and purposes, look as though I'm okay on the outside, but in actual fact, it's really, really serious. And she then did some more tests, the kinesiologist, and found out that actually I am completely allergic to dairy, completely allergic to gluten, completely allergic to red meat, completely allergic to white meat, and guess what? Completely allergic to alcohol. So, there's not much on the menu other than fish and salad, really.
Right. What did she say about weight loss?
Oh, she said that weight loss would not be possible. Pretty much my liver, because my liver was functioning so poorly, everything was just collecting inside my body and nothing was really being flushed through. So she said there was no chance of me trying to lose weight. Didn't matter what I was going to do, she said weight loss was virtually going to be impossible for me. So that was quite interesting.
And what's the treatment program with her?
For the minute, I'm on A very large dosage of lots and lots of different homeopathic remedies, lots of different B vitamins to build back up my liver functions. And I mean, I don't completely understand it. All I know is that I'm taking it every single day. I take quite a lot of different supplement medicines that she's given me every single day. And I'm just starting to feel better, because after the hospital incident, I was on my knees. I didn't realise just how debilitating it was. And then now, with all of the different supplements that I'm taking, I'm going through a massive, massive detox. And that in itself is exhausting as well. So I'm keeping up with my day job, so to speak, my own business, but everything else has had to go by the wayside, really. Mm. So no real online work, because there's just not enough gas in the tank, there's not enough energy at the end of the day. So.
And how far are you into this treatment?
It's about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just the first stage. I've got another 3 weeks of this preliminary treatment. And then we'll reassess where I am, because there's still, I've got a huge amount of radiation poisoning apparently, a lot of chemical poisoning, and also there's apparently there's some fungal infection. Nice, I thought. Mm. But it's not uncommon. And this is the thing that's quite scary, is that a lot of us walk around with toxins in us, we walk around with intolerances, we walk around with allergic reactions, all of this kind of stuff, and we just paper over it and we don't really realise that it's in there. The work that you and I had done started to change a lot of my eating habits, so now, having all of these restrictions within my diet, it really wasn't so difficult to do. I think if you've come from a place where you're used to, you know, eating, you know, fast food and takeaways and lots of processed food, and you go out and you drink, you know, a couple of times a week, to have to suddenly like switch that all off, that would be much more difficult.
Yeah. You had been clearing and cleansing your body.
Yeah.
For quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah. The most frightening thing I think that the kinesiologist said to me was that actually if I hadn't have gone to see her, and if I hadn't have started to work on getting rid of this liver virus and detoxing my body, she said I probably would have had liver failure within 5 years and dropped down dead.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. So to change my lifestyle is not difficult when you're given that as an option to change completely. The thing with the dairy-free, though, is, and the way that my body is at the moment, is quite harsh in some respects, because normally with dairy-free, somebody can normally substitute things like, you know, goat's milk or sheep's milk. So there's alternatives as far as cheese or butter is concerned. The only alternatives that I seem to be having are almond milk or rice milk. And sometimes, in actual fact, that can be a little bit iffy with me as well. There's no tea, there's no coffee. There's, you know, none of those kind of things at all. Fruit juice is very, very diluted. It's really water. Is drinking lots and lots and lots and lots of water.
It's interesting that by going to the kinesiologist you found all this out, yet the hospital just dismissed you.
The hospital dismissed me as an alcoholic, yes. Which scared the life out of my kids. My children thought that was laughable, and told the hospital that, or the doctors at the hospital, that no, they've got that wrong. And they said, no, she's, you know, she's been stashing the booze. She's been secretly hitting the vodka, and you know, which is absolute twaddle. But it explains a lot, because for anybody that knows me, they'll know that sometimes when I'm talking, I lose my train of thought and I lose my clarity of thought. And I can't always remember things very clearly. And one of the things that the kinesiologist said was that because of all of the dairy and the gluten that was in my body that wasn't being pushed through by my liver, my brain was congested, my central nervous system was congested, my lymph system was congested, and obviously my liver wasn't working properly. So everything was just on a go slow. So there was never going to be, you know, the fact that I lost a tiny bit of weight was great. And everything, you know, was just really very, very sluggish. And it's all fixable. The liver is one of those organs that's fixable. So I'm grateful for being, you know, at the point now where I'm much more aware of what my body is doing. And, so the healing process is started. I think I've still got quite a long way to go. But the healing process has started, so that's fantastic.
That's really good. Yeah. And you were saying before that people walk around with these allergies and don't even know.
Mm.
And quite often when you've got an allergy or an intolerance, you don't feel right, but you actually don't know what it is.
No.
That's doing it for you. It's not until you go and get tested.
Yeah.
And then find out what's going on.
Mm.
And then it starts to make some sense.
Yeah.
And quite often the thing that you're intolerant or allergic to, it's something that you'll crave. And it's quite a strange thing because you're craving the thing you're intolerant to and putting it into your body. Yet it's your body's way of telling you there's something wrong because you're constantly craving these things.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm highly allergic to coffee and as well. And before I got tested, I was drinking 5, 6, 7 cups of coffee a day, you know, so...
Yeah, that's quite a tough one on the liver. The liver trying to metabolise that is quite tough.
Yeah, so, and also it was very... I've known for a long time that something wasn't quite right because, I get a lot of dark circles under my eyes and those are gradually starting to clear. I've still got a long way to go, but... not so bad. And my skin as well on my face was, I'd get spots. I mean, I'd never have spots as a teenager. I didn't have spots as a young adult. And all of a sudden, in my mid-40s, I start developing spots. It's like, what's that about? But they've gone down, cut out the dairy and the gluten, and the spots have gone away. So.
And it's interesting because one of your daughters has problems on her face similar to that.
Yes.
And she went to see the kinesiologist and hers was dairy and gluten, but she was allergic to paraffin.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's paraffin in so many of the products that we use now.
Mm.
And, you know, paraffins are a derivative of petrol. Why would we want to pour that onto our skin?
I know.
And expect our system to work with it and not break out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's amazing how she's changed.
Yes,
in a period of time.
Yeah, she's changed as well. So, I think pretty much the whole house is going to be dairy free and gluten free from now on. And it isn't something that's difficult to cope with. It really isn't difficult. I've not missed eating bread. There's only one thing I've missed. One thing. And that's, I quite like to suck a peppermint. especially if I'm driving, I do like to suck a peppermint when I'm driving. And if you're taking homeopathic remedies, you can't have peppermints or toothpaste with peppermint in. So I've changed my toothpaste to fennel and hands up, yes, it's revolting.
Yeah, I've had that one.
Yeah. So, fennel toothpaste, unless you're a Pernod lover, then it's aniseed-y. I really don't like that. That's the one thing I don't like.
I'll introduce you to some others.
Thank you. I think I need some others. So there we go. Yeah, so that's why things have been like it is. So this is the long road to recovery, which is really good because I can recover and I can get better. So, yeah.
Well, it's nice that you're allowing everyone to know what's been going on,
mm-hmm.
and to know what's been happening with the work that we started.
Yeah.
And while you're going through this, it's not really appropriate to be doing deep emotional work because that will deplete your energy,
mm-hmm.
and your energy is being used on getting well.
Yeah.
So we won't be doing any more deep emotional work until you're at least 2/3 of the way through recovery,
mm-hmm.
and you're feeling energised.
Yeah.
So we're going to be stopping for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So there won't be any more recordings from us, maybe some updates on how you're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, I'm glad you finally went to see the kinesiologist. I think it's taken me about 18 months to get you there.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, and now you know what your body's been doing, yeah. why it's been doing it.
Yeah.
How much easier does that make it for you?
Yes, it does make it a lot easier because you know, you can pinpoint it. There's a whole combination of different things that are going on. But basically it's because of one particular thing. Having this severe virus is, you know, not pleasant. But yeah, knowing that that is there, knowing that it's going to get better is also good. So doing whatever I'm doing is, you know, a cliche, but it just becomes a way of life not to have all of these other bits and pieces in the diet. And it's not that difficult. It really isn't that difficult. Not, and you know, things are just going to get better. So,
good.
Happy.
Well, I wish you well and speedy recovery.
Thank you very much, Lynn, and thank you for all your support.
You're welcome.